So the title of the sermon today
is
The Trinity in the Book of John.
تثلیث در کتاب یوحنا.
And today I want to talk about the doctrine of the Trinity.
امروز میخوام در مورد اعتقاد تثلیث صحبت کنم.
Yeah, I also preached a sermon on this like about 3 years ago.
سه سال پیش یه موضعی در موردش
کردم. Yeah, you could listen to that as well.
و میتونید در موردش گوش کنید.
But it's a doctrine that teaches that God is three in one.
اعتقادی هست که اعلام میکنه خدا سه تا است در یک.
And today I specifically want you to show this just from the book of John.
و میخوام این حقیقت رو از کتاب یوحنا بهتون نشون بدم.
Yeah, this is a basic doctrine of our faith.
یکی از اعتقادات اولیه ایمان مسیحیت
هست. Yeah, the book of John is one of the easiest books to read.
یکی از راحت ترین کتاب هایی که خوندن میشه خوند کتاب یوحنا.
Yeah, that's why we tell new believers start reading in the book of John.
کسی که اول ایمان میاره اولین کتابی که بهش میگیم بخونه کتاب یوحنا است.
It's about salvation.
در مورد نجاته.
Yeah, the book even says it gives its purpose.
و کتاب هم بهمون هدف میده.
Yeah, and John 20:31.
یوحنا 20:31.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through His name.
یوحنا 20.
31.
اما این قد نوشته شد تا ایمان آورید که عیسی مسیح پسر خداست و تا ایمان آورده به اسم او حیات یابید.
Yeah, this is a book that deals with basic doctrines.
این کتابی هست که اعتقادات اولیه مسیحیت رو بهمون یاد میده.
One of the doctrines that becomes clear if you read this book is the Trinity.
یکی از درسایی که خیلی روشن بهمون نشون میده تثلیثه.
Now, let me first show you what we believe.
بذار اول بهتون نشون بدم که به چی اعتقاد داریم.
And I will take you to the most clear statement in your Bible.
آیه به آیه کتاب مقدس رو بهتون نشون
میدم. Which is found in another book that John had written.
در یک کتاب دیگه که یوحنا نوشته.
And that's the book we just read from, 1 John.
اون کتابی هست که خوندیم.
Chapter 5.
اول یوحنا فصل 5.
And read verse 7.
آیه 7 رو بخونید.
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند: پدر، کلمه و روح القدس، و این هر سه یک هستند.
Yeah, Farid, read please. Yeah, not other people. So these three are one.
هر سه تا یکی هستند.
Yeah, God the Father.
خدای پدر.
The Word.
کلمه.
And which of course is referred to God the Son and the Holy Spirit.
و روح القدس.
Yeah, three persons.
سه تا شخصیت.
One God.
یک خدا.
Not three gods.
نه سه تا خدا.
Go to Isaiah.
اشعیا رو باز کنید.
45:5. Yeah, I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. Isaiah 45:5. Yeah, one eternal God.
یک خدای ابدی.
Yeah, existing in three distinct persons.
در سه شخصیت متفاوت.
Yeah, that is a short definition of the doctrine of the Trinity.
خلاصه تثلیث در همین آیه نوشته شده.
This is a doctrine that's actually under attack.
و این اعتقاد اعتقادی است که زیر حمله هست.
There are groups that call themselves Christian.
گروهایی هستن که خودشونو مسیحی
میخونن. Yeah, that will teach oneness.
نشون میدن ولی میگن خدا فقط یکی.
Yeah, sometimes also referred to as the Jesus only movement.
و میگن تنها حرکت عیسی.
They do not believe that God is three in one.
ایمان ندارن که خدا سه شخصیت داره در یک.
They believe that God the Father,
God the Son, خدای پدر، خدای پسر
and God the Holy Spirit
و خدای روح القدس
are the exact same person.
همونن که تغییر شکل.
Like it's just God wearing different hats.
مثل که خدا کلاهای متفاوتی
داره. Oh, now he's the Father.
الان پدره.
Oh, now he plays the Son.
بعد الان نقش پسر رو بازی میکنه و بعد نقش روح القدس رو.
Playing different roles.
و هر کدومشون یه وظیفه رو هر زمانی انجام میده.
Modalism.
و میگن مدل خداوند عوض میشه.
That God has different modes in which he functions.
خداوند مدهای متفاوت داره که شکلش عوض میکنه.
Yeah, the Father mode, the Son mode, the Holy Spirit mode.
مود پدر، حقیقت سیستم پدر، سیستم پسر، سیستم خداست.
And that's heresy.
و این
Yeah, that is not what the Bible teaches.
کتاب مقدس این درس رو بهمون نمیده.
Now, we just read in 1 John 5:7.
اول یوحنا 5:7 خوندیم.
Yeah, God is three in one.
خدا سه تاست در یکی.
And you think this is pretty clear cut.
شاید فکر کنین این خیلی
روشن و مشخصه. How can there be so much confusion?
چجوری ممکنه گیج بشن همه ازش.
Yeah, just point them to this verse and
همین آیه رو نشون بدین و حل میکنه مشکل.
Now, here's the problem.
مشکل اینه که
you can't do this with a modern Bible translation.
با کتاب ترجمه های جدید کتاب مقدس این کار رو نمیتونیم. چرا نمیتونیم؟
The verse is gone.
چون این آیه رو برداشتن.
They removed verse 7.
آیه 7 رو ازش حذف کردن.
And to make sure you don't notice it.
چون نفهمی که آیه 7
حذف شده. They spread verse 8 over 7 and 8.
8 رو دو قسمت کردن. کردن آیه 7 و 8.
Nobody's attention is
توجه کسی جلب نشه که آیه 7 در کتاب مقدس نیست.
Let me read them from the actual Bible, yeah?
من از کتاب مقدس بخونم براتون.
In English, the King James version.
و
and you read from first John 5, 7 and 8 now. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one.
زیرا در آسمان سه هستند که شهادت می‌دهند: پدر، کلمه و روح القدس. و این هر سه یک هستند و سه هستند که در زمین شهادت می‌دهند: روح و آب و خون. و این سه در یک توافق دارند.
Now listen to a modern version of the Bible.
Yeah, the corrupted version of the Bible. جدید کتاب مقدس نگاه.
And here I will use the NIV.
و من از یه ترجمه دیگه
می‌خونم. Yeah, the non-inspired version. And let me read verses 7 and 8.
آیه 7 و 8 رو براتون بخونم.
For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water and the blood, and the three are in agreement. That's all.
زیرا که سه هستند که شهادت میدهند روح و آب و خون این سه یک هستند.
And now we read from the NMV, which does the same thing.
و ترجمه های دیگر هم اگر نگاه کنید.
And they just removed verse 7.
آیه 7 فقط هست.
And they spread verse 8 out over 7 and 8.
آیه 8 رو دو قسمتش کردن که شده 7 و 8.
Yeah, and you will see the same in the ESV and
همه
NASB and all the
etc. اگر نگاه کنیم ببینیم که این آیه ازش کم شده.
Yeah, so it's the easiest verse to show somebody to explain the Trinity.
برای تسلیس و توضیح دادن تسلیس.
Yeah, especially you got so many.
بهترین آیه است برای نشون دادن اصل تسلیس.
And it's gone.
و حذفش کردن.
Yeah. So in Christianity, there are those who preach heresy in regards to the Trinity.
پس در نتیجه مسیحیایی هستند که اعتقاد کفرآمیز دارند نسبت به
خداوند. But then also outside Christianity.
اما خارج از مسیحیت هم.
There is denying of the deity of Christ.
رد میکنن الوهیت عیسی مسیح رو.
And therefore also denying of the Trinity.
هم در نتیجه تسلیس رو هم رد میکنن.
And they will say only God the Father exists.
میگن فقط خدای پدر وجود داره.
Now Jesus is not God, they will say.
عیسی مسیح خدا نیست.
And the Holy Spirit is like a force of God, he's not really God.
روح القدس نیرویی از خداست، خود خدا نیست.
And that's heresy.
اون کفره.
Yeah, that's not what the Bible teaches about God.
اون چیزی نیست که کتاب مقدس در مورد خداوند بهمون درس
بده. Now, my focus today is not to show you that Jesus is a God from the Bible.
تمرکز من در مورد این نیست که بهتون نشون بدم که عیسی مسیح خداونده.
I've done that many times.
بارها و بارها این کارو کردم تو
مذاهم. I could spend a whole sermon only on that.
فقط یه موضوع کامل میتونم داشته باشم و در مورد الوهیت عیسی مسیح باهاتون صحبت کنم.
Today I specifically want to show you.
اما امروز میخوام مستقیما بهتون نشون بدم.
God is three in one, three persons.
خدا سه تا شخصیت داره ولی یکیه.
And I will just use the book of John.
و از کتاب یوحنا استفاده
میکنم. We could go to other places, but I will today just use the book of John.
اما امروز فقط کتاب یوحنا رو بخونیم.
So again, what do we believe?
There is one God
who eternally exists in three persons. Yeah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All persons are fully God, but distinct from each other.
اما هم با هم متحدن هم از هم جدا.
Now some people get triggered when I call God a person.
و وقتی به کسی میگم خدای شخصه
that God has personhood.
بر میخوره که خداوند شخصیت داره.
Yeah, but let me give you a verse to show you that this is actually the way the Bible speaks about God.
روشی که خداوند صحبت میکنه در مورد شخص خداوند.
Go to Hebrews 1:3.
عبرانیان 1 سه رو باز کنید.
Read verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
که فروغ جلالش و مظهر کامل ذاتش بوده است.
نه آیه 4.
Hebrews 1:3.
1:3 okay
Hebrews 1:3.
که فروغ جلالش و مظهر کامل ذاتش بوده و کلمه نیرومند خود نگهدارنده همه موجودات بوده چون پاک کردن گناهان ما را به واسطه خود اتمام رسانید به دست راست کبریا در اعلا بنشست.
Yeah, the image of his person.
It doesn't say in Farsi.
What does it say in Farsi?
The inside of him, like the existence of him.
Okay. Now, it says a person, how somebody is.
Personhood.
Yeah. So now this doctrine of the Trinity is a basic doctrine. And we should be able to show people this from the Bible.
But in the verse 4, it explains that's what I wanted to
read. Oh, okay, read verse 4 as well.
آیه 4 که بخونیم توضیح میده شخص آیه برای همین من 4 نگاه کنم. فرشتگان برتر گردید به حسب آن کسی بزرگتر از ایشان به میراث یافته بود. شخص ایشونه.
Yeah, and when you go out soul winning, this is a doctrine that you should be able to explain. Because the people we talk to do not understand. Yeah, first of all, they believe Jesus is just a prophet because many of them are Muslims. No, they believe that God doesn't have a son.
ایمان دارن که خداوند پسر نداره.
And they don't believe in the Trinity because they think, oh, you believe in three gods.
و میگن شما به سه تا خدا اعتقاد دارید.
So we should be able to actually explain to people from the Bible.
و روشن کنیم که ما اعتقاد نداریم که خدا سه تا است.
Yeah, that God exists in three persons.
خداوند در سه شخصیت وجود داره.
Now I've heard people give examples.
شنیدم کسایی که مثال میزنن.
And not against examples.
نمونه مثالاش
The Trinity is like your soul, body and spirit.
تثلیث مثل بدن، جان و روحتونه.
It's all you, one person.
همشون تویی، چه بدنت، چه جانت، چه روحت، ولی هر کدومش متفاوته.
Or out and like an egg.
مثل تخم مرغ، سفید و زرد. You have a shell,
you have the white, you have the yellow.
هر ستاش تخم مرغه، ولی
we all call it egg.
و همش میگیم تخم مرغ.
But these examples all break down at the point.
اما همه این مثالا کوتاه از
It's just better to just point people to what the Bible says.
بهتره بعضی وقتا تاکید کنیم به چیزی رو که خداوند بهمون گفته.
Do I exactly understand how God functions and operates?
آیا من واقعا درک میکنم که خداوند چجوری کار میکنه؟
How the Trinity works?
تثلیث چگونه کار میکنه؟
No, I don't.
نه نمیفهمم.
Yet I believe by faith.
اما ایمان دارم از خداوند.
About himself.
که در مورد خودش خداوند چی به ما گفته در کلامش.
Oh, but I want to understand exactly.
من میخوام کاملا درک کنم خدا چی گفته.
There are simply things. That you will not fully understand at this point in time. Some things are dim for us now. Yeah, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد، در روح تصدیق کرده شد، به فرشتگان دیده شد، به امتها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورده و به جلال بالا برده شد.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
راز دینداری عظیمه. راز.
We don't have perfect clarity.
کاملاً آشکار نیست برامون در مورد این راز.
And we just take by faith what God has said.
ما ایمان قدم برمی‌داریم اون چیزی رو که خداوند بهمون
گفت. That God was manifest in the flesh, for example.
که خداوند در جسم شکل گرفت.
And by the way, also modern Bible translations change this verse as well.
این آیه هم در ترجمه‌های جدید عوض شد.
It doesn't say God was manifest in the flesh.
نمیگن خدا در جسم ظاهر شد.
It says He was manifest in the flesh.
او در جسم ظاهر شد.
So you're losing the fact that Jesus is God by doing that.
و در حقیقت الوهیت عیسی رو یه ذره کمش کردن. That's another attack on this doctrine. او و در حقیقت حمله ایست به اعتقاد الوهیت عیسی.
Let's start a look at the book of John.
بیام به کتاب یوحنا برگردیم.
Yeah, because it's not we're not short on verses to prove doctrine of the Trinity.
آیه کمی است که ثابت کنیم تثلیث خداوند.
To show you that God exists in three persons.
و نشون بدیم که خداوند در سه شخصیت وجود داره.
Let's begin at the very beginning.
بیام در آغاز شروع کنیم.
John 1:1.
یوحنا 1:1.
Read verse 1:1 to 1:4.
یوحنا فصل 1 آیه 1 تا 4 رو بخونید.
Yeah, first we all know. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men.
در ابتدا کلمه بود و کلمه نزد خدا و کلمه خدا بود. همان در ابتدا نزد خدا بود. همه چیز به واسطه او به وجود آمد و بدون او چیزی به وجود نیامد که آفریده شده است. در او حیات بود و حیات نور انسان بود.
Now, of course, we all know who this is.
Yeah,
it talks about Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Word. Yeah, if you read verse 14, yeah, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth."
و کلمه جسم گردید و میان ما ساکن شد پر از فیض و راستی و جلال او را دیدیم جلالی شایسته پسر یگانه مولود پدر.
So let me read you back verses 1 to 4.
آیه 1 تا 4 رو یه بار دیگه براتون
بگم. And now fill in Jesus.
حالا عیسی رو بذاریم.
Yeah, just to make the point.
که نکته رو براتون
It will say,
تاکید کنم.
In the beginning was Jesus.
عیسی بود.
And Jesus was with God.
عیسی نزد خدا بود.
And Jesus was God.
عیسی خدا بود.
The same was in the beginning with God.
و همه در ابتدا نزد خدا بود.
Verse 3.
آیه 3.
All things were made by Jesus.
همه چیز به واسطه عیسی به وجود آمد.
And without Jesus was not anything made that was made.
چیزی به وجود نیامد که
In Jesus was life.
در عیسی حیات بود.
And the life was the light of men.
و حیات نور انسان بود.
How can Jesus be with God?
چجوری عیسی
and be God at the same time?
هم خدا باشه هم نزد
answer,
خدا باشه.
Because he is a different person.
چون یک شخصیتی داره.
The second person of the Godhead.
شخصیت تسلیث خداوند.
Who is three in one.
که سه تا در یکی
است. He is a member of the Godhead.
یکی از اعضای خدا الوهیت
خداست. Jesus is not just a good prophet or a good man.
عیسی یک نبی یا یک انسان خوب فقط نیست. عیسی مسیح خود خداست.
And God exists in three persons.
خدا در سه شخصیت وجود داره.
And here we have Jesus being mentioned
اینجا
and God the Father.
عیسی رو اشاره می‌کنیم بهش.
Go to John 1:18.
یوحنا 1 آیه 18.
John 1:18. No man had seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, and he had declared him.
خدا را هرگز کسی ندیده است. پسر یگانه مولودی که در آغوش پدر است، همان او را شناساند.
Yeah, no man had seen God at any time.
هیچ کسی خدا را ندیده.
Who is he referring to?
در مورد کی داره صحبت میکنه که ندیده؟
God the Father.
خدای پدر.
Who declares him?
کی او رو دیده؟
The only begotten Son, that is Jesus.
پسر یگانه مولود.
So Jesus declares God the Father.
خدای پدر رو آشکار میکنه.
A different person.
در یک شخصیت دیگه.
Oh, but this does not mean that Jesus is not God.
این به این معنی نیست که عیسی مسیح خدا نیست.
Now, what did it say in John 1:1?
در یوحنا 1:1 چی میگه؟
Yeah, the Word was God.
کلمه
yeah, Jesus
خدا بود.
Yes, God. Yeah.
عیسی مسیح خدا بود.
Now, if God would be wearing different hats,
اگر خدا قرار باشه کلاهای متفاوت تن سر
but be the same person,
و همون فرد باشه,
this verse wouldn't make sense.
این آیه بی‌معنی است.
Yeah, it does make sense.
به این معنی است که
if God is three in one,
خدا سه تا در یکی باشه.
And that's of course what the Bible actually teaches.
اون چیزیه که کتاب مقدس
برای ما میگه. Go to John 5.
یوحنا 5.
John 5:22. And we're going to go to the whole book of John. John 5:22. For the Father judged no man, but had committed all judgment unto the Son.
زیرا که پدر بر هیچ کس داوری نمی کند بلکه تمام داوری را به پسر سپرده.
Now, does this sound that there is like there's a distinction between the Father and the Son?
آیا تفاوتی بین پدر و پسر وجود داره؟
Yes. Yeah. The Father judged no man.
پدر کسی رو داوری نمی‌کنه.
Yet the Son does.
اما پسر.
Yeah, there's a clear difference.
تفاوت محکمی وجود داره.
Oh, I'm not convinced.
من راضی نمی‌شم.
Go to John 5:30.
یوحنا 5:30.
I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which had sent me.
من از خود هیچ نمیتوانم کرد، بلکه چنان که شنیدم داوری میکنم و داوری من عادلانه است، بلکه اراده خود را جویا نیستم، بلکه اراده پدری که مرا فرستاده است.
Yeah, I can of my own self do nothing.
خودم هیچی نمیتونم بکنم. کی داره اینو میگه؟
Jesus is saying it.
عیسی مسیح رو داره.
Yeah, talking about his own self.
در مورد اراده
Because
خودش صحبت
I
میکنه.
Seek not mine own will.
اراده خود را جویا نیستم.
Who is saying that?
کی صحبت میکنه؟
Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
Talking about his own will.
در مورد اراده خودش صحبت
And
میکنه.
And this is contrasted with the will of the Father.
و این ضد اراده پدر هست.
Yeah, that's why we see Jesus praying in the garden.
عیسی مسیح رو میبینیم که دعا میکنه در اون باغ.
Not as I will, but as thou wilt.
بلکه خواست تو.
Yeah, there is a difference.
تفاوتی وجود داره.
Of the will, in the will of the son and the will of the father.
اراده پدر و اراده پسر.
And of course, the son submits to his will to the father.
پسر ارادش رو به پدر تقدیم می‌کنه.
They're different persons.
شخصیت‌های متفاوتی وجود
داره. Read verse 31. And 32. I bear witness of myself. My witness is not true. there is another that bear witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witness of me is true.
اگر من بر خود شهادت دهم، شهادت من راست نیست. دیگری هست که بر آن شهادت می‌دهد، و می‌دانم که شهادتی که او بر من می‌دهد راست است.
Yeah, Jesus is not bearing witness of himself.
And he's not alone.
Yeah. There's another who does.
So
who is the other that is bearing witness?
Read
the next two verses. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father had given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me, that the Father had sent me. And the Father himself, which had sent me, had borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
من شهادت انسان را قبول نمی‌کنم. شما نزد یحیی فرستادید و او به راستی شهادت داد. اما من شهادت انسان را قبول نمی‌کنم، بلکه این سخن را می‌گویم تا شما نجات یابید. او چراغ افروخته و درخشنده بوده و شما خواست که ساعتی به نور او شادی کنید. و اما من شهادت بزرگتر از یحیی دارم، زیرا آن کارهایی که پدر به من عطا کرد را کامل کنم، یعنی کارهایی که من میکنم، بعد من شهادت میدهد که پدر مرا فرستاده است.
God the Father.
37 هست و خود پدر که مرا فرستاد به من شهادت داده است و هرگز صدای او را نشنیده اید و صورت او را ندیده اید.
Yeah, God the Father is that witness.
خود پدر.
So we have two witnesses. Jesus is a witness. God the Father is a witness. He's another witness. Now you can see that believing in oneness
ایمان داشتن به یکی
or this modalism
مود خدا
that doesn't line up with the Bible.
با کتاب مقدس یکی نیست.
Yeah, God is not wearing different hats.
خداوند کلاهای متفاوت سر نکرده.
Yeah, there are actually different persons in the Godhead.
آدمهای متفاوتی در سری خداوند وجود
داره. Yeah, Jesus clearly is God, as we saw in John 1.
عیسی مسیح کاملا خداست، همونجوری که در یوحنا
But Jesus is not the same person.
اما عیسی مسیح همون شخص نیست که خدای پدر هست.
Jesus has his own will. Yeah, yet he submits his will to the Father. It says the Father judges. Or judges not, but Jesus does judge. Jesus is sent by the Father.
Yeah, the Father is ascended.
Yeah, different persons. Why? Because God is a Trinity, three in
one.
That's what the Bible teaches. John 6:46. Not that any man had seen the Father, save he which is of God, he had seen the Father.
نه اینکه کسی پدر را دیده باشد، جز آن کسی که از جانب خداست، او پدر را دیده است.
Yeah. Not any man had seen the Father.
هیچ کسی پدر را ندیده.
Yeah. But then Jesus, being the one that is of God,
اما عیسی که از خود خداست.
I have seen the Father.
من پدر را دیدم.
How come that Jesus has seen the Father?
چه جوری عیسی پدر را دیده؟
Because Jesus
چون عیسی مسیح
was in the beginning with God.
در آغاز با خدا بود.
And Jesus was God.
و عیسی مسیح خود خدا بود.
Jesus is not the Father.
عیسی مسیح پدر نیست.
But Jesus has seen the Father.
اما پدر را دیده.
Go to John 8.
یوحنا 8.
John 8, 16 to 18.
16 تا 18.
John 8, 16 to 18. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone. But I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that bear witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bear witness of me. Jesus said, sorry.
و اگر من حکم دهم، حکم من راست است. از آن روی که تنها نیستم، بلکه من و پدری که مرا فرستاد و نیز در شریعت شما مکتوب است که شهادت دو کس حق است. من بر خود شهادت میدم و پدری که مرا فرستاد نیز برای من شهادت میدهد.
Jesus says, I am not alone.
من تنها نیستم.
How is he not alone?
چرا تنها نیست؟
Who is with him?
چه کسی با اوست؟
The Father.
خدای پدر.
No, it is I and the Father that sent me.
من و پدری که مرا فرستاده.
And just to make sure you get this.
اینو درک کنید.
Jesus refers to their law.
در مورد شریعت صحبت می کنیم. شریعت مکتوب است.
When there are witnesses,
که شهادت دو کس حق است.
There is a requirement.
اجبار وجود داره.
There are minimum requirements.
حداقل برای هر چیزی.
Of two to determine if something is true or not.
دو تا شهادت وجود داشته باشه که آیا واقعیت یا واقعیت.
Now what two witnesses are mentioned here?
اینجا کدوم شهادت رو صحبت می کنیم؟ عیسی مسیح و پدر.
Both giving testimony.
هر دو تا شهادت دارن میدن.
Think of it. If you would go into a courtroom.
اگر بریم برای دادگاه
and you have to testify
و باید شهادت بدی
and first you go up to the stand and judge I'm testifying here for this person
قاضی اینجام که برای فلانی شهادت بدم
and I'm testifying as Arnold the husband
من به عنوان آرنولد شوهر شهادت میدم
and you give your testimony
شهادتتو میدی
then you go down
و میری پایین
you come up again
و میای بالا
Judge, I'm here to testify
for
this person over there. And I'm testifying as Arno, the son. Give testimony again. Come up again. Judge, I'm here to testify. And I'm here as Arno, the boss.
Yeah.
And you give testimony again. Now, will that fly?
No, of course not. نه.
Why not? Because you're the same person.
تو یه نفری که شهادت داری میدی.
Yeah, you can only be one witness.
یه شاهد میتونی باشی.
You don't have two testimonies because you just put on a
hat. شخصیت متفاوت داری و کارهای متفاوتی انجام میدی. اسم مقامت عوض میشه.
This verse in John says that there are two witnesses.
این آیه میگه دو تا شاهد وجود داره.
Jesus gives some testimony.
عیسی مسیح شهادت میده.
That was God manifested.
خدایی که جسد پوشید.
And God the Father gives
خدای پدر شهادت میده.
Two different persons.
دو تا آدم متفاوت.
Yet both being God.
ولی هر دو خدا.
Yeah, and we see there's a relationship between them.
رابطه‌ای وجود داره بین اون دو تا.
Go to John 8, verse 26 and 29.
26.
Read 28 for 26 and 28 for now.
26 و 28 رو بخونی.
I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Jesus unto them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father had taught me, I speak these things.
من چیزهای بسیار دارم که درباره شما بگویم و حکم کنم، اما آن که مرا فرستاد حق است و من آنچه از او شنیدم به جهان میگویم. ایشان نفهمیدند که بدیشان درباره پدر سخن میگوید. عیسی بدیشان گفت، وقتی که پسر انسان را بلند کردید آن وقت خواهید دانست که من هستم و از خود خاری نمی کنم بلکه به آنچه پدرم مرا تعلیم داد سخن می گویم.
Yeah, again we see a clear distinction between Jesus and the Father.
بین عیسی مسیح و پدر.
Yeah, read the next verse.
آیه بعدی.
Yeah. Jesus does what the Father wants. Yeah.
عیسی مسیح کاری رو میکنه که پدر میخواد. آیه 29.
And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
و او که مرا فرستاد با من است و پدر مرا تنها نگذارده است زیرا که من همیشه کارهای پسندیده او را به جا می آورم.
Yeah, the Father is with the Son.
Yeah,
sounds like John 1. Yeah, verse 1. Yeah, that's the word is with God and the word was God. Yeah, and we see he's doing what pleases God.
و می‌بینیم کاری رو انجام میده که خدا پدر رو راضی نمی‌کنه، نه خودش رو.
Go to verse 42. آیه 42. Jesus said unto them, 8:42. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
عیسی به ایشان گفت, اگر خدا پدر شما می بود, مرا دوست می داشتید. زیرا که من از جانب خدا صادر شده و آمدم. زیرا که من از پیش خود نیامدم, بلکه او مرا فرستاده است.
Now Jesus didn't come of himself, he was sent. عیسی
مسیح از طرف خودش نیامد, بلکه فرستاده شد.
I hope you start seeing that
امیدوارم ببینید
taking a position of modalism
قبول کردنه که خدا
مدل‌های
متفاوت هست. عیسی مسیح خودش تنهاست, یکیه.
That's a stupid position to take.
درست نیست.
Yeah. Clearly in the Bible,
کاملاً آشکار در کتاب مقدس.
Yeah, God exists in different persons.
خداوند در سه تا شخصیت وجود داره.
Yeah, God eternally exists.
خداوند ابدیت وجود داره.
In three persons.
سه تا شخصیت.
Yet he is one God.
اما یکی خدا.
Yeah. Existing in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
خدای پسر و خدای روح القدس.